This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry
on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got
it. All right, everybody, get your heads right on a Thursday morning here in America's finest city. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. I am Woodsy. I'm half of this sometimes dynamic duo of Ben and Woods. Ben Higgins is my co-host. He will be in shortly. I think he's probably going to try to get in a little bit early. We've got a weird one for you today. But sometimes you have to move things around. You've got to be a little bit flexible when you can get an interview, you know. And sometimes you just have to change things up a little bit. Now, back in the Entercom Empire, out of breath, very nervous, Paul Reindel, our executive producer. P.T. Reindel, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Woodsy.
How are we doing? I'm doing great. I've had a phenomenal start to the day. My son, who's 2 years old, woke up at 1. My wife went in to quell and calm him at from 1 to 2. That didn't work. I got up at 2. I tried to do it. That didn't work. My wife and I then got in an argument in the kitchen at, like, I don't know, 3. So that's cool. It's great. It's been a good, and then, so I get into the Corona Cave a little early, nothing major, 3:45, and then I look at this group chat I'm in. I was like 13 of us in there. Paulie Reindel's in there. Paulie's in the group chat sending chats at 3:15 a.m., right? 3:15, I think. I'm like, oh, dude, Paulie's up, raring to go. Couple more days. He's going to be getting married on Saturday. And so, you know, 4 o'clock comes, no big deal, 4:06, 4:12, 4:22. I'm like, where? Text him, Paulie? Nothing. Text him back like 10 minutes later, Paulie, are you okay? Because then I got nervous because I saw he was up.
Right.
If I hadn't seen the group chat, I would have just assumed that you just overslept. But I saw the chat. So that's when I got nervous, dude. I really did. Like, I wasn't, like, mad. I was like, oh, man. Something happened to this kid on the drive to work, or, you know, whatever. It's crazy times right now. So I'm like, oh, God.
It's uncertain times, Woodsy.
What?
It's uncertain times.
It's uncertain times, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I text Paulie one more time. I go, dude, are you okay? Like, nothing. So I finally call him. He goes, hello? I'm like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, what? What? Oh, no, no. He goes, oh, no, oh, no. I go, well, hurry. It's like 4:35, 4:40. I was like, dude, we're on the air 20 minutes. If you're not in the studio, we don't go on air.
Right.
There's no chance. Like, I couldn't do it here if I wanted to.
Right. It won't happen. It was 4:33. I was here. I don't know if I should say what time I was here. It's probably not. Can I incriminate myself if I say what time I got here?
I got here at 4:45.
I got here at 4:45.
Now, listen, I mean, Look, Megan, on your soon-to-be wife on Twitter, is like, please go easy on him, poor guy. I go, I will. I'm going to go easy on him. I said, I was honestly, I'm mad at him for making me worry.
Oh, I really was.
I'm like, this is, it's like, it is kind of the thing about, you know, I feel definitely Paulie is like a little brother to me. And, you know, I'm a father to a son. And that's, it's this weird emotion that you get. You're angry. You're not angry at them for what they did. You're angry at them for how they made you feel. You know, like that's the weirdest part about like being a parent or big brother. I was really nervous because I knew that Paul was up. He just wasn't at work yet. So other than that, I think we're all in great moods, ready to get the day going. Look, this place is a. It's a place of solace and comfort for me many, many, many days. But, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much frazzled right now, and Paulie is too. So we'll get our stuff together. We have to. We have a huge, huge, huge show today with one of the greatest to ever do it. Bob Costas is going to be joining us, and I can't tell you how freaking weird that's going to sound when he joins us. Ben will be in shortly. I'm sure we'll talk about that. We got an early interview as well. I'm really interested in the Oakland A's situation. And the guy that's going to be coming on with us, he had a great tweet the other night. Like, what are people getting mad at the A's for? Like, this is what the A's do. Like, because they've decided not to pay their minor leaguers at all. They're just done. I think Friday's their last day. They're just not paying them. It's like $400, $450 a week per player. And they're just like, we're not going to do it. I think the math works out to about $1 million, $1.5 million. And they're a Major League Baseball team. They're like, yeah, we're not paying them. And Joe Fortenbaugh is the guy that's going to be joining us. And he does radio up there in the Bay Area. He also does morning. So he's getting ready for his show. I wonder if his producer got there on time. But I do want to talk to him because that's a weird – that's a weird thing to think. Like, that's your team, and you should just be like, well, listen, this is what they do. So I'm probably the most riveted by the Oakland A's on our entire show because it just doesn't register in my brain. You know, it doesn't at all. So we'll talk about.
Well, it doesn't add up when you look at the
facts. It doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up. Okay. You know, I've heard, some people were just like, well, you know, they can't afford it. No, they can. They're a professional sports franchise.
They're just not.
Who's the cheapest owner in sports? I don't know. Dean Spanos. Like, they can afford it. They're choosing not to. They made bad decisions leading them to not doing these, what they're supposed to do. So they
I don't even think that they're in the category of the bad decision owner. I think, like, the Wilpons in New York. Like, if you're a Met fan and this happens, you're like, you know what? Like, Mets, they have been so poorly managed business-wise over the years. You don't understand it. You certainly don't sympathize with them. But you're like, well, I mean, it's the Wilpons. But the owner of the Oakland A's is worth $2.1 billion. And I made the point yesterday. If dude wanted to pay his minor leaguers, he could walk into Bank of America. Hey, how you doing? I'm the owner of the Oakland A's. Yeah, I need a loan for, let's call it $2 million, get a good interest rate, and I want to pay my minor leaguers. Not that he would need it. He's got the money. He's got the money. And if he doesn't have the money in liquid cash to throw into paychecks payroll, then dude, figure out a way to get it, because the look that you're showing everybody right now in our country is not a good look. So we will get into all that. I'm really excited to talk to Joe. I'm trying to think, man, we've got kind of our first work socially distant get together today at noon. Our boss Adam, pretty cool. He canceled our meeting and is getting a bunch of burritos. And we're all going to go up to the office where we, you know, used to work and kind of this isn't a joke. Like, we're going to hang out in the parking lot and eat burritos and, like, stay 6 feet apart. This is where we are in 2020 right now.
It's a good gesture. You know, I like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot, too. And I'm excited to see everybody. You know, it's been forever. I haven't seen, you know, Paulie in forever. And, you know, it just... It'll be good, and I really, you know, I miss going to the office. I miss seeing all the guys, and So that'll be cool. It'll be good to see Adam as well. You know, haven't seen these guys in months, you know, just on Zoom calls and whatnot. So that's on the agenda today. And then the weekend picks up very, very heavily. We got Paulie getting married on Saturday to his lovely bride, Megan. And Paulie, how is everything? You guys, you feeling locked and loaded? Is there things that you need to still address and cover and all that?
I mean, not really. Everything, I think we have everything that we need. I'm finishing up the vows, and that's probably the biggest thing I still have left. I mean, I got my belt in the mail yesterday, so really.
Belt. Is that for the honeymoon or?
No.
The wedding night?
No.
It's to hold up your pants.
It's to wear during the wedding.
Boring.
Of other things. So got the vows still to work on, or finish up, I should say. And then other than that, it's just going to be doing some testing. Going to run up to the spot today and kind of just start to lay the ground, you know, the foundation for everything, and kind of say, all right, let's set up the camera here. Let's make sure, you know, I'll probably put a little tape down on the ground or whatever.
We're gonna stand a little mark.
Here. Yeah, just to make sure.
Will you have a mark for me, like a little X?
I'll have a little X for you, you know, because if we're going to have a camera, we want to make sure we're in the camera shot.
Can you put the camera above me and not directly on my fat bearded face? Can I keep the beard, or do you guys want me to shave the beard?
It's going
to
be on a small table looking up. Is that cool? No, it's not. It's I got a adjustable laptop tray, so it can go not super high, but it can go pretty.
Yeah,
it'll be fine. It'll be.
Can I keep the beard, or do I need to shave it for your wedding?
I'm gonna keep the beard.
All right, good.
I'm cleaning it up. I'm gonna trim it and, you know, clean it up a little bit. But yeah, I'm keeping.
I'll
the
trim
beard.
Mine up a little bit too. But I'm actually pretty. I'm quite pleased.
I think I'm beard guy now.
Like, no, I think you should be. I think it looks phenomenal on you. I never knew it. I'd never seen you with one. You were clean shaven, and the now that you have a beard. Like, it looks great.
Well,
looks
it really, does not really come in well. Like, it takes a few weeks to get going. And
it works.
Those first few weeks, it's embarrassing. I don't want to be out in public. But since we've been in quarantine and I don't see anyone other than my fiance, it's not that. I was able to kind of get that head start that I needed. And then she loves it. So I think we're just going to probably keep it.
Yeah, just keep rolling with it, man. I'm looking forward to it, too, man. I'm looking forward to seeing how it all turns out. You know, we'd need some audio. I don't know how we do that. Can we use it? You're going to record it, right?
We will record it.
Well, I think the other thing is I'm going to miss you terribly next Monday when you're off work, but it's going to be great because our boss, Adam, program director, actually I think they call them brand managers now.
Yeah.
He's a program director.
Dude,
all right, our PD. He's our pig vomit, if you've seen Private Parts. Though he's not anything close to pig vomit. He is going to be our producer for the day.
He is,
and I can't
freaking
wait.
Out.
Oh, I know he is. It's great. And he's like, and I'm like, dude, you used to produce for like a much bigger, way more well-paid show than Ben and Woods,
like,
right?
National
and
radio.
National.
Shows.
Like, you did a national show. We're just a couple of, you know, hacks in here, pathetic hacks, if you will. And he's nervous, though. I think it's me. I think I spit him out. I think I spit him out tremendously. So
for
it should
show up
be
on
a blast.
Time, Adam.
Well, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. For one day, the roles reverse, and I'm his boss, and then I'm going to take advantage. Ben has just walked in. He's still getting his bearings. He's ambling around here with an empty coffee cup and doesn't look to be in a very good mood either. So we're really on fire this morning on Ben and Woods. We appreciate you listening. It's 97.3 The Fan. We will be right back. We're going to do our interview with Joe Fortenbaugh next, are we not?
We are.
All right, good. Joe Fortenbaugh, radio host from the Bay Area. Really, really good perspective about the Oakland A's. And we'll see if he can shed a little bit more light onto this situation for you guys next. It's an interesting, interesting story. Let's get our first check of traffic, though, with Kelly Danick, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.